There is something that they don't know. I don't know. My co-hosts don't know. We just don't know what's going on. 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. We're going to get into it. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm back in love.
This episode had me all in my feelings.
Me too.
All in my feelings. Guys, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. I am Linda Antwee.
And I am Alex Bowers.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. We're so happy you guys joined us.
We are. And then Keith is absent today. Hi, Keith. We love you. He'll be back soon.
Yes.
Guys, overall thoughts of this episode?
This episode was a little slower than the others, mm-hmm. but we still got a lot of tea. So
yeah, definitely slower. There were a lot of secrets revealed and yes. some things that I was like, ooh, that is Shadesville.
Yeah, yeah, I felt like there was a lot of secrets. I feel like they're laying the foundation for the unraveling. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
there was so much. And I'm like, all these couples are, we're supposed to be in a honeymoon phase. Right. Clearly we're not because, right. you know, you don't know each other well enough in those 90 days, right. in my opinion.
They're still in the same phase that they were at 90 days.
Yeah, 90 it seems days. Similar.
Yep.
Very similar, very similar. So let's just jump right into it. Let's talk about some of these couples. Let's start with Chantel and Pedro and their whole storyline. And
hot mess. Hot mess. And who do I give the hot mess title to? Pedro. There's no excuse for anything that he said. He just really, he tried to like clean up what he was saying. Like, it's just business. It's just business, you know? But he kind of went downhill.
I feel like he's getting angrier and angrier. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of showing his true colors now. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost doubting that he really even loves her.
No, I don't think he does.
Is coming from Linda because you're kind of, you play devil's advocate.
All the time. But like, he was just really mean during this trying to like bond. Like the parents were like, oh, you guys are such a beautiful couple. Crickets. He didn't say a word. Right. He was just like,
he doesn't even
let's
show.
Let's talk about the Dominican Republic.
Right.
I was like, whoa, slow down.
And why is he trying to bring it back up? Like, you guys can move past it, you know? It's time. It's been
I think
a
it's
year.
Because he doesn't want to get too comfortable with her family because he doesn't want to move forward. I mean, he'll go into a marriage, but he has his plan already set.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. I think that he's on a mission, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yes,
his
we will.
Business.
Mm-hmm. But can I just say something, though? Chantel needs to speak up for herself, too. Because she does seem a little, like,
listen, Chantel
timid.
Will say, I am pissed. And that's it. Like, where's the emotion?
Exactly.
Where is the emotion?
Guys, I died when the mom said, you're being used as a body trafficker. I was like, you are being so dramatic.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what trafficking is?
Yeah.
Like, really calm down.
And a lot of fans on some of the pages were just talking about the mom. Like, tell your mom, like, how to speak. Because she is not good at trying to convey her message, like, at all.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. I'm like, what are you saying exactly? Like, what?
Yeah.
Body traffickers? Why don't you just say, I think he's using you for your money.
Right.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. And that his mom's, like, running a wedding ring? Or what did you call it? Like, a wedding what?
A marriage ring.
Yeah.
Wedding ring. Funny. Marriage ring.
Okay. Nicole. I like how they title it just Nicole. It's not Nicole and Azan. It's just
right.
Nicole.
Because only one of them's present.
She doesn't give up.
I know. It's unfortunate.
But, I mean, that's how you should be in life. But, I mean, in this situation.
In your career. Like,
but, like, in this particular situation, like, come on. Stop.
No.
I feel sorry for her. Like, I really do feel sorry for her. I feel like, you know, her realizing that, hey, this dude, he got refused.
Mm-hmm.
Refused. Like, why are you pushing this? Mm-hmm.
He seems too like he doesn't want to dig deeper into that when she asks him, well, what happened? Like, how was it? He's just like, oh, like, kind of like,
I have a theory. I think that he probably sent that email and he was mad when she.
You think so?
Yeah, because he was all like, when she said, oh, I went to see a lawyer, he was like, oh, we need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Did you guys catch that?
But what do you mean sent the email?
Okay,
like, typed it out himself? Because he cannot do that.
I bet you he did.
Oh, my God. Really? That's so shady.
Think about it. All you have to do is set up an email address, mm-hmm. right? And then you Google, okay, so what am I supposed to do, this and this? Because I don't know about you guys, but, like, I'm an immigrant. and they don't email you anything. Everything is officially sent to you in document.
Yeah, that makes more sense. So that
you can say, hey, listen, I sent it here. You can't say I missed an email or this and this. Like, they don't do that. They really don't. They don't send you any. They might send you an email for an appointment, but they've also followed up with a written letter.
And they would explain.
Yeah, government is, like, super old school. Like, they are still about the pen and the paper and, right. and sending you mail.
So do you think there was even an interview or he just didn't show up?
I think that he had the interview. I think that, like her mom said, that he sabotaged it.
But where are the results then? Like,
where are the results of what?
The interview. Like, wouldn't they send him anything in the mail or her anything? Or
they would probably send her something, but that's why I think it's like weird.
Yeah, because they she didn't get anything.
Yeah. Right. She had an email. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know. And then I wonder
where the address, what the address is, who it's from.
Yeah.
I bet you she hasn't clicked on it.
I bet you someone knows, one of our fans know.
Hmm.
And we're going to talk about that K3 visa situation. So what are you guys thinking of her going to Morocco and taking her daughter?
It's a lot. Honestly, May is really on a roller coaster with this girl. She cannot catch a break. I mean, she's really young, whatever, so she probably doesn't even notice. But when her dad was having the discussion, her dad and her stepmother were talking to her and just trying to, like, tell her, like, come on, like, this isn't, you're going to take May away for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And expect us to be okay with it. And we're your support system.
Listen, well, you know what's so crazy to me is that does she not remember the two times that she went there and how awful it was? And she was only there for a few weeks.
Right.
She thinks she's going to last a year.
So what is she fighting for? It doesn't make any sense. Like, she just wants a man?
I think so.
Yeah. Like, she's trying to go over there to get married. She's that serious about it. But then it's not 100% that he'll still be able to come over, right?
Well, we'll talk about that in the K3 segment. Okay. Yeah, but it's not 100%.
I think she'll go over there. They'll fight. He'll probably sabotage it more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he doesn't want to marry her. Nope. Think about it. 2 years he hasn't worked and you're financially supporting him. Dude, why do you think that you're going to go over there and he's miraculously going to get a great job and support you in May? It's not happening.
But because the family is coming over there, well, they might be coming over there. He might be forced. His hands might be tied. He might just have to go through with it. How does he not have a job?
For 2 years. Like,
you can get a job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a job. I don't know if they have like Starbucks or whatever in Morocco, but like go to a coffee shop, go do something.
Grocery store.
Something.
Like she's supporting someone that... She's not even supporting herself, so she it's kind of like, oh, you give me money and I'm going to support my man.
Listen, it's ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. Moving on, David and Annie. Thoughts on that whole thing and what happened with them?
David and Annie.
I was kind of embarrassed for David.
I thought it was funny when she's like, do you have enough for lunch?
Oh my God, that was sad. That was sad. That's like when you're in middle school and you're like, or like high school and you're like, oh, do I have enough money to like...
Yeah. But he's another one. Go get a job.
But he tried this episode.
Did he?
I think
he's kind of not that smart when it comes to like socially interacting with another person. Because it's like half the things he said you do not have to say on an interview or
how about he's all meeting. The things he said. I was gone for 4.5 years and, you know, I had a stroke and I blah, blah, blah. Why would I want you?
Right. And like, why do you need the job? I just need to take care of my wife.
Right. I have no money.
What? Like, come on. Say you're passionate or whatever you have to say to get the job. But to tell him about your personal life and what's going on at home, he does not care.
He does not care. What are you bringing to the table? To me, all you're bringing is drama. Right. Sounds to me like you don't have your life together. Right. So it's not going to be a fit for me. But maybe, you know, you've learned from this.
Yeah.
And what do you guys think about Annie not really liking Louisville and complaining about it?
I mean, she never liked it from jump.
Yeah.
Really. Because it wasn't what she thought it would be. She thought America would be L.A.
She loved L.A.
I feel like she felt like she was going to live this, like, glamorous life. And then she came and she's like, oh, this is it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Is it better than Thailand? Like, the way she was living there?
Her little village. Definitely better than she was living.
I feel like she's super lonely, too.
But now she's, like, really broke. So, is it really better to be over here broke? Or be with your family.
Broke and lonely.
I just wonder what they do all day because he's not working and she can't work because she doesn't have her green card yet. So, like, what do you two do all day?
He kind of wants to. I don't think he really wants to, but she definitely wants to. Like, the way she cried when she did talk to her mom. Like, she doesn't know what she's doing in her life. But, yeah. I don't know what they do all day either.
Yeah. Just curious.
I don't know. She says what they do all day.
Maybe Maria can help them.
Definitely.
Speaking of Maria, Maria has an amazing podcast, and I guess we don't have a live read here. We don't? No. Okay, so guys, Maria Menounos has a podcast on iTunes, and it is amazing, and we want you to check it out. And where it's...
But what they can really do to help you guys out is go to iTunes and search for 90 Day Fiancé's After Show and leave a rating and comment on your iTunes page and tell them what you think of your show.
Yeah.
Yes. They can do that too.
I love that.
Super fans. Let's move on to Anifas.
Anifisa.
I cannot say her name either.
Anifisa.
No,
and
it's not Anna.
Is it Anfisa?
Anfisa.
But it's A-N-I-F-S-A.
It's A-N-I? I thought it was A-N-F-I-S-A. Who cares? Anifisa.
Anifisa.
Right. We don't know.
I thought it was a cute episode. I thought that when they went salsa dancing that, you know, you could see why they actually liked each other a little bit.
But she was kind of letting loose, but at the same time, she's like, I still don't trust George. Like, she kept
I think she has her guard up. Totally.
But as she should.
Yeah.
I agree.
As she should. Because he lied on her and lied to all of us about her.
But when is she ever going to... I just feel like she's never going to just let loose again.
Yeah, but that's her personality, though.
It is.
You think so? Right.
Yeah, she's really growing on me, guys. Because she's so direct and she just says it. As it is.
And no sugarcoating.
No sugarcoating. I kind of like it. She's
like, she's the type to just be like, I hate what you're wearing.
Yeah.
You're so ugly.
Yeah.
But then totally how she talks.
But then she'd also be like, you know what? I really love you. Or you hurt me.
Yes.
You know, like those things. Because when he's like, can I come in? And she's like, I'm not standing here with the door open for no reason.
Right. She'll never hide her feelings. That's for sure.
But I feel like, what's the attraction to him? I don't know. I don't see their connection.
They have history,
still
though.
Don't see their connection.
That's true. They have history, though, right? Yeah. So they've traveled, and this is not a new relationship, right? Mm-hmm, so, true. I don't know. We'll see. And Molly and Louise, let's talk about them.
Oh, God. I'm kind of sick of them.
I mean, I think that they're in the same position that they were in the last episode and the one before that. Nothing has changed. No progress. Mm-mm. No new information. They're just sitting on the couch, depressed about what's going on.
And I feel like he's making it more and more known that he doesn't want to be there.
No.
Doesn't want to take care of the kids, doesn't want to know the kids. And really, it's just kind of like, you can see it in his mind, like, tick-tock. He's just waiting for this green card so he can bounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's the vibe I'm getting. He's always, like, rolling his eyes and not communicating. And I noticed in this episode specifically, they didn't really spend a lot of time together.
Nope.
At all.
And we noticed Molly is just she's kind of giving up at this point.
She has to.
Yeah.
But what do you expect? Like, you knew that going into this, he wasn't going to be play the dad role.
Did.
And I mean, he even said, like, do I have to babysit?
Yeah.
Like, Kelsey?
Right.
Kinsley, sorry.
If it's your child, it's not babysitting.
Come on. I was sick when he's like, called her mom.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what? You're being a douche right now, and that's really sick because you're supposed to be the husband.
Right. Yeah.
And you're acting like the child and then calling her mom.
I don't think he was being serious. I think he was just kind of like trying to be funny, like sarcastic.
But is it funny?
No, it's really not. It was wrong timing.
It's awful.
Yeah, I think it's the editing, too. Yeah. Just their fights and stuff. And then
I don't know. Those two are not going to
And Olivia
last.
Isn't coming around anytime soon.
As long as she's gone.
I guarantee she will not walk through those doors until he's gone.
Peace.
Yeah.
I'll see you when
I
see you.
She's so young and she's really just staying with her boyfriend. Like, my mom would come to my boyfriend's house and snatch me up so quick.
Right? Well, she tried to do that and she said...
She didn't really try. She just wanted to hear her out.
You think?
She didn't tell her to come on once.
Because she knows that the situation is messed up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She's unhealthy. Doing her wrong, yeah.
I think she's starting to think about the choices that she made. And we've talked about this before. I think that she really just wanted to get married. And so she got married and she regrets it. And remember, she didn't even tell us, or us, like she should tell us. You should tell us, Molly. But she didn't tell her family that she did it. Remember? They just went and did it. And then he took off on her. You were doomed from the beginning.
Yeah, and
doomed.
She's just infatuated by him and his youth, and like he's fun. But then she get knocked back down to reality.
Knocked back down to reality. Let's do some fast fire questions.
Okay.
Yay. So we on this segment, we ask each other some questions about the show. We have our yes our no.
Let's see what Keith has
and
to
our
say
maybe
too.
Faces. Yeah, so round one, first question. Would you move away to marry your fiance?
A fiance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Keith would say what he would do.
Oh, nope. Keith hasn't responded yet.
I think Keith would.
I think Keith would too.
I guarantee you he would. Keith, what would you do? I don't know.
I think
I'm just going to say yes for you, Keith.
is Zan using Nicole?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you think Nicole is just lonely?
Dude, that's a hard question.
I don't think so. I think she's
so you're
just
saying no. Say yes. And you're saying yes. I'm saying yes.
I think she just has her eye fixated on Azin, and that's it. Like, even if another guy came around, I feel like she's like, no, this is happening.
I can see your point because she does get around. She's not that lonely, right?
That's true. She was the cheater.
She can get another.
At the same time, that doesn't fulfill you the way a relationship does, and I think that's what she really wants.
But you think this relationship is fulfilling her?
No.
I think that she wants what she thinks she can't have. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm wondering if he was, like, so great, if she would really even want him. But it's because he's pushing her away. You know when you're like, oh
like so she's push and pull, like,
yeah.
She kind of has that personality.
But she doesn't see that he's pushing her away.
No, at all.
So maybe she...
And
maybe
she doesn't let anyone talk bad about him.
Yeah.
When the mom is like, well, maybe he sabotaged... No.
Yeah.
She's
like, no, I'm getting what I want and I'm going to get it. And if I have to move to Morocco,
I'm moving to Morocco. So be it. Do you think Pedro loves Chantel?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to say so maybe, and you say no, and you say no. I think Keith would say
maybe
as well. Yeah, I don't know if this is a real love. I thought it was, but as I continue to see this couple, I feel like, I don't know. This might be just a business arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after what he said. It was just ridiculous. Okay.
He has a plan.
Will Anafisa and George last?
I see them fighting through it, honestly.
I say yes.
I said maybe.
Stacey's maybe.
What do you think
you're
Keith
saying?
Yes.
Maybe. I think Keith is a or lover. Yes. I think he's going to say yes. Yeah.
Really? I think they'll fight. Sometimes you just have to fight for what you want.
Yeah, because you know that what? Person. She is the one that talked about going to counseling, right?
Right.
And that's a huge thing.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we're going to see in our news and gossip section how she's really basically like, I love this guy, and she said it on this episode, I can't move to America for him.
Yeah.
I still don't see it, though. I just don't see
you
it.
Don't see them together?
No, I don't see them together. I think he's way... Well, I don't know. I think he's into her because he wants that trophy wife next to him.
Yeah.
And I think... I just don't see an emotional, like, connection between the two.
But I also think, too, that he's immature.
Yes.
That,
oh, my God.
That comes across a lot. Like, he's just... When I saw him on the tell-all, and then as I see him more and more, like, can I come in, all this stuff, he's... You need to get a job too.
Yeah.
And you need to grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
But to be 22, she's very, very mature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, it's him.
Yeah, it's totally him. Those are my questions.
Yay!
Yay! Let's jump into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Now, we're going to start with Chantel, right?
We are going to start with Chantel and Pedro. Yes.
Okay.
And I just have to say, all of these couples have been all over social media this week. Like, really,
yes.
really active and really, really involved with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And we love that because we're super fans. But they are putting it out there. Like, I couldn't get enough. I
was responding to all these comments on Instagram.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. There's some of them are in some of the Facebook fan groups. Like, they're just all over.
Yeah,
they're in
love
it. Yeah. Nice. So let's jump into the first one.
Okay. So, is this it? Yeah. Did you know that Chantel's real name is Sierra.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Sierra.
Like Sierra. Is it cute? And I'm wondering why she's going by a different name.
Maybe that's her middle name. Is it not?
Maybe.
I don't know. Interesting.
Maybe Sierra was like two.
So 2 days after episode 3 aired, Chantel posted this picture right here, captioned, "Kind women are not naive. They see what others see. They know who's fake and who's genuine. They know who cares and who is just pretending. They know who is taking them for granted and who appreciates their kindness. They know everything, but they don't change who they are according to how people treat them. They rise above it all." Now, of course, that gave everyone reason to believe that she was speaking on her relationship with Pedro. So all the super fans hopped in those comments. And she had time 2 days ago, definitely, to respond to everyone. If you go to the next picture right there, yeah, right there. A fan commented, just so you know, Dominican men take care of their mothers, especially if they are in the Dominican Republic. I'm sure Pedro loves you. He's just taking care of his mother. Your family just needs a little education about Hispanic culture. I'm sure they will feel different when they understand it. Good luck. And she responded, no, his father should take care of his mother and Pedro should take care of me.
I mean, I agree with her.
I do. No, this one is a good one. This next one right here. A fan commented, my man takes care of me. His mom and sister can work. It's fine to send them gifts once in a while. Take care of you. And how is school coming along? She didn't answer that part, but she did say, do fathers not take care of their wives in the DR? I mean, damn. What does marriage mean to them? Why do children replace their fathers in the DR? That culture, in my opinion, needs to change. Spouses should take care of one another and their children. Their children can live in their own lives. It is not that difficult to understand. Plenty of parents here pay $50,000 or more for college for their children in private schools and, expect them to take care of them when they graduate. In America, we do take care of our elderly when they are unable to work. It is called a living will and power of attorney. She's speaking out.
I mean, at the end of the day, she's definitely, like, trying to stick up for her man. And, yeah. And trying to kind of backtrack, like, why he's sending all this money over to his mom and his sister.
She commented to almost everyone.
Yeah, she was in it. She was in her feelings.
But the whole, like, naive thing, I was kind of confused by that. So is she just, like, saying that she's not naive, like, she knows what's going on?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the show.
Yeah, because we see it as her, like, just being really naive, not paying attention, doesn't care.
Well, yeah, she's,
or
like,
huh? Letting everything. She's very passive.
Yeah.
But I think she's saying she sees.
We'll
see. Can I see that really quick so I can get this one? Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so with this picture, this is a conspiracy theory I think you guys are going to love. It says, plot twist. Someone mentioned in the comments last week that if his sister is really his wife and his mom is really his mother-in-law,
I gotta tell you that that's believable to me.
But is his...
So that's not his sister, that's his wife, his and then that's his mother-in-law.
But why would they need the third bedroom? Because that's a theory.
That's
too.
Their babies. That's,
yeah.
Oh.
Wait. And that happens where people are like, oh, I live with my mom.
Yeah.
But secretly they have a secret life and they like have a girlfriend on the side.
I mean, we talked about it last week. I think that there is something going on besides this business that he wants to start.
Uh-huh.
And like... I don't know. It could be a theory. What do you guys think?
But I've never seen his sister interact with him in that way.
But we haven't really seen them interact a lot. Only when they all went over.
Where they called on FaceTime.
And she was really, like, bitter
towards
Chantel, remember?
Yeah.
Cussing her out all the time.
Do you think she's in on it, though? Like, she has to be.
All of them are.
But
she's
okay with her man kissing and, you know, making love to someone
else. At the end of the day, if it's about the money, then
absolutely
why not?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
It's about the money, right?
It's not okay.
Think about it. They've already committed. They're committing 2 years of their lives to get this green card. I mean,
yeah. I hope that's not the case.
I hope it's not the case too. But I can see it happening.
Is that something that's common over there?
Yeah, and we're gonna find out next episode how common it is.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked about it on 90 Day Fiancé. I just have to say, you know, the DR. Yeah. It's a business. Moving on.
Yeah, so Anfisa. I'm going to say Anfisa.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that. She got on social media recently on Instagram, and she's been posting a lot of, like, deep, you know, comments like Chantel. She put 2 days ago, through thick and thin, if you love, forgive everything. I hear these words so often, while in some cases they apply, in others they absolutely don't and shouldn't. I often get messages from girls and women saying that my strong personality inspires them, and seeing the way I overcome difficulties helps them to do the same in their lives. I just want to give a few words of encouragement for girls and women who are having troubles in their relationship and think they're not being treated right. You need to love yourself, always put yourself first, don't settle for less than what you think you deserve. It's better to be alone than with just anyone. And finally, no man deserves your pain and tears. You only have one you, so live your life to the fullest and enjoy it.
I feel like I should say, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
She's growing on you guys, isn't she?
Yes. She's growing on me, but
she's strong.
I don't think she should still be with George, because he has done her wrong.
She might have a plan too. But you know what? I think that she has a heart too, right? Yeah. So she does. We'll see. We'll see. But she's definitely like girl power.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
I'm not pulling up with BS.
I like that she left him.
Yep.
Right. To left show him, left him. I don't need you.
No.
And what was interesting was she was able to get a car. She was able to get an apartment. Mm-hmm. And he's still super transient. Exactly. He had to move in with her.
Right.
She came up.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I am not.
And listen, she's 22.
Yeah, I am not mad at her. Damn. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you guys are wondering if George and Anafisa are still together, they are. She went to Instagram about 4 days ago and posted this picture with this caption. Just reposting pictures from my deleted IG. Don't mind me. On a serious note, I just wanted to give you a little update about what's going on in my life and why I don't post more as I said I would in my last YouTube video. I've been feeling very sick for the last week, but other than that, everything is fine. George and I are still together. That answers 99% of questions I'm usually asked. And I slayed my finals after my first semester at college. Hope everyone is doing great.
I think it's so great that she's in college too. Yeah.
Yes.
Like she is really like doing the thing.
She's utilizing her time here in the US.
She really, really
I wonder
is.
What she got straight A's.
So yeah, she posted on her Instagram story. She's like, beauty and brains are nah. All straight A's. Wow. First semester.
Go girl.
Awesome. I want someone to find out her major. I really do.
Well, oh, yeah. You know what? I know someone knows it. Someone knows it. One of you fans know it. Let us know.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just said that.
It could be business. Okay, moving on to David and Annie. So, David posted this picture on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. And actually, no, Annie posted it. Fun night out with David and Senator Dan Sum. He walked me down the aisle at our wedding. So I don't actually remember him. Mm-hmm. Do you guys?
No.
Walking her down? Because I don't remember that. Senator. But what I think it's interesting that you're hanging out with senators and you don't have a job.
Yeah. But I think it was because he was in the business, right?
He was with them. In, like, the political.
In the politics, right?
Right. So then get back in politics. Ask your senator friend if he has a job for you.
He's been gone too long. No one
wants
him.
Not long enough to be hanging out with them, though, right?
They probably watch this show and are like, he's not reliable. He's not reliable. Let's not.
Oh, my God.
If they were smart, they would.
Oh, yeah. Super funny. Next up, we have... So, remember David has a benefactor, right, Chris?
Yeah.
And right? How Chris and Nikki kind of cut him off. So Nikki was posting like crazy because June 4th was her anniversary. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting to me is they've only been married for a few years. They got married in 2016.
Oh, damn. Wow. I thought they'd been married for a while.
Me too,
they
right?
Those babies quit, didn't they? Back to back.
Listen. So I thought that was really interesting. She posted... I'm not even kidding. At least 20 photos about just like their wedding and anniversary and their love and all of that.
So they're still going strong.
They're still going strong and they are not supporting David and Annie.
And nothing about David and Annie.
Nothing. Because, you know, he has to pay rent. And even in this episode, he talked about back rent or the deposit, back deposit, and then the $1,000. And I just want to say one more thing about David and Annie. I thought it was funny that, not funny, kind of sad, but funny, that his son, his plan for his son to pay like $200 for rent is thwarted because the son's going to go to Texas because the mom is like a nurse or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
come up with the money.
Right. Back up to $1,000, not $800. And then we have Russ and Paola.
Did you say pal?
It is.
Yeah, I'm going to say pal. I like it. Rain or shine, there's no lightning to keep us inside. Aww. And it was interesting because her hashtag was Oklahoma bound or abroad. So I'm wondering if they're going to Oklahoma or they're in Oklahoma in this photo. But they look so happy.
Yeah, I love this couple. Yeah. I really do. They love each other, honestly. Yeah,
they really do. And then the next one, hashtag I woke up like this.
Ooh.
I haven't felt this great the past few days, and so many things have happened lately that I haven't had time to answer you all. Thank you all for your kind messages. You guys are sweet and kind. I've been focused on studying, which maybe she's in school as well, and finishing the last thing for her hashtag SuperPowerFit. So she's starting that fitness company that we talked about last week. And I mean, if this is the result, I'm about to be on her program.
Right. Oh, okay, girl.
And then the next one is a funny one. So,
look at
pretty cutie May.
Wait, just look at this picture and just think of her mom. Think of her mom while you're looking at this picture.
Yeah, but I mean, Nicole must be doing something right because look how adorable this girl is.
She's she's happy. Her mom is she seems happy.
Like, yeah, happy kid. A happy kid. Mm-hmm. So, but what was funny when she was like, when Nicole's like, "Do you want to go back to Morocco?"
No, right? Instantly. There wasn't even a hesitation with that.
Not at all. I mean, Nicole, look at the signs. Everyone is telling you something. But by talking to you awesome people, I learned there's a hashtag free May campaign, and I haven't laughed so hard in weeks. Let's hope she isn't forced to go to Morocco until he gets his visa. Hashtag free May.
Aww, hashtag May. Free May.
Yeah. And then we have a reoccurring theme. So we have Powell, mm-hmm. probably in school, and then we have Anafisa in school. And then in her stories, Nicole wrote someone going to college. Always Nicole's, raise your hand if you're starting and or excited for school.
Good
so
for
maybe,
her.
Maybe Nicole's making some right decisions.
So if that's the case, is she not going to Morocco?
That's the whole thing. Is she or isn't she?
Has she?
He probably said, don't come. I'm sick.
Oh my god.
Wait, but if that was the case,
she's holding on
quick.
To like a string.
Yeah.
Like, it does not make any sense.
At all. And then the next one, I just really am proud of Molly. Oh, Molly yay. Has lost 40 pounds.
Damn.
Go Molly.
And she says, we make fit happen. Today's work attire. Hashtag gift of lift. Bra fit specialist, et cetera, et cetera. But I think she looks fab.
Yes.
Hashtag revenge body.
Yes.
Okay.
Revenge body.
Revenge body all yes. day.
I want her to meet someone.
Me too. I think she will.
I think she will too. I really do. I think she's coming into her own now. She's mm-hmm. realizing, you know what? This guy isn't anything.
Mm-hmm. He's a fraud.
He's a fraud. And go back to the DR and see how beautiful your life is going to be without me.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Wait. Sorry.
Yeah.
Question. So... If they divorce, is he still going to get that green card? Or
if he has the green card, and that's the question. So if they've been married for a year, it can go either way.
Okay.
But the longer they stay married, the more likely that he'll keep that green card for a long time.
Do you think she really cares about that? Or does she just want him out of her house? I don't think she even cares
anymore. I think she's moving towards, like, just get out.
Yeah.
Just get out. Like, yeah. But what we have to remember, and let's move into our segment of Illegally Bound.
Yay.
So one of the things that we have to remember is that when they do get that green card, uh-huh. so when the K-1 becomes a conditional green card, it is conditional, and it's only for the first 2 years. And in those 2 years, you have to really pay attention to the laws of the country, and you can't get into trouble, and... You know, if you do get divorced, it's possible that they can say, you know what, we're not renewing this, and you have to go back.
Damn.
Right? So it's a big deal. It really is a big deal. And we're going to find out next week a little bit more about the process. But I wanted to talk about the K-3 visa, if I can find my notes here.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is a big thing. And we talked about it with Nicola when she went to see the lawyer, right? So
which he really didn't want her to do.
no one wants her to do it.
You can tell by the conversation
because it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said earlier, she went to Morocco. Does she not remember her time in Morocco? But I guess love knows no
love
memory.
Is not there. Love is
determination
not there.
Mm-hmm. More than love. She's
I don't know. So the K-3 visa.
Lost.
You enter as a non-immigrant. So all goes well. Nicole goes over there. Her and Azan get married.
Okay.
And she can apply for this K-3 visa. Bring him back. He's a non-immigrant. After getting to the U.S., he files for what is called a form I-485, which we talked about last week. It's that same form that you, from your K-1 mm-hmm. as well as your K-3, you're transitioning over the adjustment of status.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you're adjusting from just either being a fiancé or a husband mm-hmm. to actually being an immigrant. And the K-3 visa entitles the visa applicant to enter and reside in the U.S. as a non-immigrant until the immigrant visa petition is filed by the petitioner. So he can come in, he is a non-immigrant, he can live with Nicole until he actually does get this green card. Now, can the K-3 visa be denied? It can still be. So we saw in the episode where she was like, well, this is guaranteed, right? Like, it's 100%. Well, it is 100% unless he has a criminal background, unless he's overstayed his time in the U.S. one time or any time before. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure why he got denied or refused. In the first place. He got refused. But to be refused, it's huge. It's huge. Think about all the couples we've seen on 90 Day Fiancé and how many have been refused.
Could he just lie during the interview and be like, yeah, I was related to this? I don't know.
No, because the background is extensive.
She would have had a better chance of him coming over here had he not been refused, right? If he was just denied, mm-hmm. it would be easier for the K-3.
Because he could reapply and they can adjust it. So you can appeal it. That's the word I'm looking for.
So maybe all along he knew he wasn't going to get it, but he's like milking her until he can get whatever he can out of money.
And I saw something online, which I thought was interesting, that there's a theory, and maybe we should move into predictions.
Yes.
Okay. Let's move into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So there's a theory that this is not the first time that he's been sponsored by his quote-unquote fiancé.
As in.
Apparently, there's a girlfriend out there that lives in Paris and went to see him shortly after the first time Nicole was there. So Nicole was there and left, and this girl came, and she has, like, the receipt. She has text messages between the two, and he was basically asking her for money. And she was saying that every time we would go out to eat, he would mysteriously have no money, so he expected her to pay for everything. So this is not new what he's doing. So people are starting to... The word on the street is that Azan is a user, and he uses women to get money and to sponsor his life.
What's this girl's name? Let's get her on.
Let's try to get it on. I'll look it up again. Yeah. So, yeah. So, what do we got for predictions, you two? What do you guys think?
You can start.
I can start. Okay. So, I think Chantel and Pedro, this is just a lost cause. I think that the mom's going to call him out, of course, more so. And I think he's just using her. I think your theory about maybe his sister being his wife and the mom being his mother-in-law may be true. And he does have a business plan, so he's already said it.
And you think it was so weird shady. That, like, he was... I have brothers, and my brothers aren't buying me, like, sexy dresses. Do you remember when you saw that in this episode where he was bringing back, like, not just the TV and all the stuff?
Yes. Oh, he bought her that dress,
too. Yeah. That dress. Oh, my gosh.
Who does that? Like, okay.
You know? I can't believe this happened. Oh, we're not saying 100% sure it happens, but I can't believe this would even be possibly true.
I hope it's not true. I really do. Okay, my prediction is that Molly is going to kick him out soon. I think it's going to happen this season, hopefully towards the middle, because I really cannot with their storyline. It's kind of
it's getting dull. Yeah.
Like, come on. I need some action, Molly. Come on. Kick him out. Let Olivia come back, or let Olivia come in there and let her confront him about how she feels, how he's disrespected her. I want Olivia to talk to him. I really do.
I like that.
I predicted it's over. It's crumbling.
I think that as much as I dislike Chantel's family, I think that they are going to be hiring an investigator, and they're going to blow a whole ring of crazy something. And I know that they talked about it, and they said that, you know, it was like a wedding ring or whatever that they're providing.
A marriage ring.
Yeah.
So, the mom's running.
Yeah, I think that that's it. And remember, the mom's an attorney, so the mom could not legally, but she knows the legalities
and what they need
to do and not do. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe they'll bring up, like, more girls this happened to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to get juicy.
Right?
Ooh,
juicy. Really good. I think that Nicole's dad is going to put his foot down.
I think so?
The dad, because looking at the preview and the grab, I know. I think the whole family is going to be against this.
Yeah.
And a year is a long time.
It is.
Even when the stepmom was like, well, there's a reason why he got denied. Like, aren't you curious what that reason is? Okay. And I think that the family's going to gather and basically do, like, an intervention and be like, you're not going to Morocco. Mm-hmm. May's not going to Morocco. We're not allowing it, period. Mm-hmm. And perhaps that's why we see her enrolled in school.
Perhaps.
So you don't think they're together anymore?
No.
Hell no.
Her granddad said, you're stupid to have even let this happen in the start.
So you guys think Nicole and Azan are just done?
I hope so. Does that make you sad? That was a sad voice.
I don't know. I kind of like the drama.
That's great. Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not about they're the couple, funny. It's about the drama. Yes, yeah. Especially in Morocco. Bring them back. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Man, that was crazy. For David and Annie, I think that Annie is going to continue to be a little bit more outspoken. I do think that she actually really loves him, though, which is just so weird to me.
Yes.
But I think that if he doesn't get a job, she's not going to hang in there for very much longer.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I could be poor in Thailand and be with my family.
Yeah. She's depressed.
Not lonely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Not lonely and not like, hey, friends, can we family. Afford this lunch?
Right.
You this know? Guacamole?
or do we have to pawn one of my necklaces again? Like, oh my come God. On.
We talked a little bit about Anafisa and George. Do you guys have any other predictions for those two, that couple?
I see them sticking it out.
Yeah, they're going
to honestly.
Stay.
Yeah.
Well, we already know they're still together.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, throughout this season.
But
the season, okay, yeah. Whatever, yeah. Yeah.
I just don't understand how she can regain trust from, like, all that he's done.
I think that, you know what?
He's like a big
kid.
Do
you guys remember last week on News and Gossip, we talked how they both have, like, agents now? Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that?
No.
Yeah, kind of.
So they
yeah.
have agents. Both of these two have agents, and I think that we might see a little spin-off of this couple, and I think we're going to see a lot more of them in the media.
I really consider them the face of 90 Day Fiancé, though.
Yeah. So
George and Anfisa, they've been through it all.
And I don't think I want to talk about Molly and Louise anymore. I'm done with those two. So.
Done with them.
That's
bye,
it.
Louise.
Guys, great show. We love hearing from you, and we love all the fan theories, so keep them coming. I'm Linda. You can reach me all across social media at Linda's So Girly.
I'm Alex Bowers. You can reach me all over the world, Keith Voice. And hey, Alex Bowers.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And hit us up in the comments. We want to hear if you guys know any dirt or any people that you think we should bring on.
And yes. I'm Keith Andre. You can find me all over the world at Keith_Andre.
Yes, you know that.
We miss you, Keith.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.